Welcome to Road to Half Dome, my podcast about what it takes to turn a passion of yours and take it to the next level. What challenges arise when you do this? How do you grow and change? This podcast is about my journey to hopefully climb the northwest face of Half Dome in Yosemite and certainly have an interesting journey along the way. My name's Nathan Madden. So in this podcast, I'll share about my journey. I'm going to interview some of my climbing partners and friends and others who have something interesting to say about accomplishing challenges in life. I've been climbing on and off in my life, starting from a young kid in middle school, but most recently I actually hadn't picked up climbing for a few years until December, a couple months ago. I recently left my job and I'm taking some time off, doing some consulting, and found myself suddenly realizing I had the time to tackle a personal goal of mine. So this goal of climbing Half Dome was actually slightly different. It was, I moved to California 5 years ago and kept saying kind of on and off before I left California. That was too vague. Nothing really happened. I climbed in Yosemite a few times, but life got in the way. So now I'm taking the plunge. It's exciting and scary. And just for the last few weeks, I've been training 8 to 12 hours a week to climb. And for the last few months, I've just been climbing more. This latest motivation of mine emerged at an event where I was hanging out with some friends and started talking to my friend Shi about climbing. She's a climber too and has done some impressive alpine mountaineering. I told her about my goal, which she remembered me mentioning before, which is funny because I didn't remember telling her. And we decided to give it a go together. It was kind of just like a vague commitment. But then I remember telling a few of our mutual friends that we decided to do it. And suddenly this vague idea felt like it might actually happen. That was in November. In December, we started climbing together a bit, just going to the gym, Mission Cliffs here in San Francisco, and trying challenging top rope climbs. I definitely had some of my old skills intact, but my stamina sucked. My arms pumped out really easily. Over December and January, we climbed a few times a week, minus holidays and whatnot, as a way to start training, and I created a list of milestones to get us to an eventual Half Dome climb, starting with simple things like belaying each other, because we'd never done that before, going through midpoints like doing our first multi-pitch climb together, doing several other multi-pitch climbs, and of course, eventually climbing Half Dome. Sadly, she got injured in January. I wasn't around, so you can't blame that on me. But she had some wrist issues before that had flared up again. So sometime in January, I was back to just doing it by myself. Since then, I've ended up meeting a few new climbing partners, none of which are yet definitely going to be the person I'm going to climb Half Dome with, nor, to be completely honest, am I sure when I'll climb Half Dome. I've started looking into that, and it could be this summer or it could take longer. Hoping this summer, fingers crossed. I've also ended up investing a ton of time reading about training technique, especially training, I'd never really done before. I never trained for a challenge like this. Always just being kind of athletic, I just did more of an activity I wanted to do a harder version of rather than reading and thinking about how people have mastered themselves in these challenges before. I ended up listening to a few climbing training podcasts and finally stumbled into Neil Gresham, who I've read a lot of his articles because he's put together really awesome thinking about training for climbing. Learned more about nutrition, strength training, and for the last couple weeks, as I mentioned at the beginning, I've been doing this intense routine he suggests in an article called Building a Better Climber in 2013 in Rock and Ice. Also, I've got some exciting trips coming up now. One of my new climbing partners, Ross, is going to Red Rocks for Red Rock Rendezvous, a cool climbing event, and I'll be going too for my first outdoor exposure in a while. So that's where I'm at now. I'm training, looking for a partner, about to go on my first multi-pitch climb in a long time. I just bought a new harness, a Misty Mountain, pretty excited about that. And I'm going through my old gear, retiring some stuff that's still from my childhood. I also ended up reaching out to childhood friend Sean, who got me into climbing, or kind of like who we got into climbing with together, but he was definitely pushing me and more passionate about it. And while he may not be like you or I, as he spent a significant chunk of his life climbing as a kind of a dirt bagging or climbing bum, as he says, and he's now a director of Sport Rock Alexandria, an awesome climbing gym out where we're from near DC. And here's his take on what a challenging climbing goal is.
I think the most challenging climbing goals have been balancing climbing with a life that is fuller in other places. I think in terms of the biggest climbs I've done, so when I climbed Half Dome on the North Face, so I've climbed the Northwest Regular before a bunch of it fell down, so I don't know what it's like now, but
yeah.
I climbed it back in 2008. I believe. And I've climbed Snake Dyke a handful of times and a chunk of other large routes out there. And I think that the most success I've always had has been, you know, earlier on when I was just living that lifestyle, when I was dirtbagging, when I was day in, day out climbing and pushing myself. And I wouldn't even say climbing hard, but just doing long days on the rocks. I think that puts you in a place where things seem more reasonable and don't seem like as much of a stretch, and that seems like a stretch, and I had a really strong partner, and but it, you know, something that I think might have seemed impossible other parts of my life, and, you know, just living in Camp Long climbing every day, seems reasonable when you just wake up and you're like, yeah, let's do this today. So I think normalizing is a big part of it for me, and strong partners, getting into, you know, guiding, and a lot of my main climbing partners are guides now, and just knowing, feeling that you can rely on the other partners so that you're really focusing on yourself and your half of it for the day. I think a strong partner in that regard is the most important piece of climbing gear, for sure, that I can imagine. And it's hard to find someone that you know, can spend 14, 18 hours on a wall with, struggling at low blood sugar and still like each other and get things done is rare.
So there's some sage wisdom for my friend Sean. Hopefully I'll get more of his content on the show in the future, and also about what I've been up to. The next episode will be about the scariest climbing experience I've had, which happened to be in Yosemite, turned my fiance back into a meat eater, and definitely influenced me to climb less until recently. So I look forward to sharing that with you. And please, please, please share your thoughts with me on this episode and idea. This whole process of kind of sharing about my journey is just so much more fun with a community, with your thoughts, with your questions, with your ideas. So shoot me an email at nathanmatten@gmail.com with your thoughts, questions, comments, whatever it is. All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. We'll be right back.